the upright. Oh, man. This close, though. Grassy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you're not to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grassy.
And I'm Jade Grassy.
And we're here for the divisional round in the NFL. Last week, I went 2-2, dose and dose for our Spanish-speaking friends, with 151, I love you too.
His hand is so cold.
With victory. 107-2 on the year. JD went 1-3. 138, 120, and 2. Hashtag killing it. Yep. All right, so we got four brand new spanking games. Jade, we only got 7 more games left this entire season. I don't count the Pro Bowl, but neither does viewers because they don't watch it. So, exactly. It's an evil baby laugh. All right. First off, Jade, we have an AFC matchup. The Indianapolis Colts pulling off the victory, beating the Texans pretty handily. Texans were like coming back for a second, and just like a kick that was going to go in, didn't. They didn't also come back. And so the Colts with Andrew Luck are heading to Arrowhead Stadium, which, again, the verdict is still out on whether that's racist or not, and playing the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, who was like 1 or 2 touchdowns away from getting free ketchup for life.
There's so many things that you've just said that I just don't understand. What is it to be Hanley?
What?
You said...
Handily.
Handily.
Like they beat someone handily? Like,
may I get a definition, please?
Do you want to use it in a sentence?
No, just a definition, please.
They beat them handily.
That doesn't help describe what handily means. Like, it kind of sounds like handsy, but I don't think you can play football handsy because I
actually
feel like
you do. If you're like,
but you'd get a lot of like. I feel like you'd get a lot of calls. So what's handily?
Like, yeah, I would get a lot of calls.
What's
from
handily?
The
can you
department.
Just explain what handily means? Are you really going to look it up? You used the word. If you use the word, you should know what it means.
In a
skillfully.
Skillful manner.
Skillfully.
In a way or position that is convenient for use, usefully. These goodies all fit handily into a single bag. They can handily accomplish any task. The Colts handily defeated the Houston Texans.
Skillfully? I like skillfully. That sounds better. Handily. And then you said...
They're playing the Chiefs, Jade.
No, I know. And then you said about him getting ketchup.
Yeah, because he threw 50 touchdowns. And what's the number on the Heinz bottles for ketchup? It was 51 or 52.
I thought it was 57. 57, I saw it. 57, I saw it again. I win. Tom's wrong.
Oh,
I win.
Maybe it's 57 yet again.
Right, you got to hit the 57 to make it come out of the bottle. Did you know that trick?
Anyway, so yeah, so 7 touchdowns, I think, away from getting free ketchup for life.
God, that felt so good to be right. And it was in front of all these people.
Too bad you can't be right for predictions.
Good one.
Got him. So anyway, as we get to our prediction 5 minutes into this episode.
Sorry.
We could just
say them, and then that would be it. We could.
Jade, the people are tuning in for our banter.
Okay.
Or the people who just randomly stumbled upon this channel.
Okay.
Be like, hey, big four-headed man, just tell me the picks. So the Colts versus the Chiefs. So again, the Colts are going to be the underdog on this one. You looking at my forehead now?
Well, usually, say I have a big forehead. You're the one. I'm the one with the big forehead, and you're the one with the big nose.
That's because we're like Rams.
We're not at Rams game yet. We're at the Colts versus
the
Chiefs.
Damn it, Jay, that was going to be my transition.
Nope.
So the Colts versus the Chiefs. The Colts are definitely going to be the underdog here going into Arrowhead Stadium against a high-powered offense that is the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, both defenses leave a lot to be desired, so this really could go either way. Will Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes choke in the playoffs, or will Andrew Luck be able to use his luck to go forth? I think this could go either way, but I'm going to pick the team that's supposed to win, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm also going to pick the Chiefs.
Ooh, fancy. Then moving on to the Dallas Cowboys, who were able to skillfully beat the Seattle Seahawks. Thank God. They did it. And they are taking on the LA Rams.
Rams! 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 Rams can kick them out. Get them out. They shouldn't be in there either. Get them out!
Cowboys,
Rams, 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 Rams. Yeah.
So what I was saying before is like we're like Rams because we have such big heads. And I'm pretty sure
I don't have a big head. I have a big forehead. My head itself isn't big. It's just this part right here. And then it's like the size of your nose right here. See? Ready? Forehead is the size of his nose. So if I have a big forehead, like he says I do, he has a big nose because they're the same size. Bam. Twice I got you on your own podcast.
You know, the Green Bay Packers have 4 Super Bowl rings.
And we're going to be married for years this year?
Not if you keep this up.
Me, 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 me.
So, yeah, the Cowboys versus the Rams. This should be...
Rams!
I think the Rams are going to win. I think the Cowboys are coming in as major underdogs. I think the Cowboys would have had a better chance against the Saints, but not meant to be. So I'm going to pick the Rams here. Then you have the LA Chargers versus the New England Patriots in what I think is going to be the game of the weekend. You have a high-powered offense in the LA Chargers who had an awesome defense against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens going up against good old Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. This should be a game for the ages. I think this is really going to be a great game. I really want the Chargers to win. My heart says Chargers, but I can't bet against the Patriots because they just always get it done. So I'm going to go with the Patriots, unfortunately.
Mm.
I don't want them to win.
I'm going with the Chargers. You can do it.
Jade says you can do it.
Chargers fans, there has to be some of you that listen to this podcast.
Cricket, cricket, cricket. They don't even show up to their own games.
Chargers. Charge. I went straight to the microphone.
Gonna have to sanitize that now. And finally, the Philadelphia Eagles, who pulled off an astounding win against the Chicago Bears.
I mean, to be fair, wait, I want to address something. The Bears screwed up the win. Not so much that they were victorious necessarily. It's not like they kicked their butt.
I didn't say that. I actually said they were victorious, which was just a statement of fact. Moving on. So glad that you rudely interrupted. But anyway, so the Eagles. I totally forgot what I was about to say.
Into the future.
You're skipping lines now of that song.
That's not how that goes?
That does, but Into the Future is like the second.
Who cares?
It's because
time keeps on slipping into the future
where I have another wife.
Great. If you have another wife, I have another husband.
What kind of football fan is he going to be? Moving on from answers that I don't want to hear. So yeah, the Eagles pulling off a win against the Bears, going up against the Saints. I quite honestly think the Saints should blow them out of the water. Nick Foles really didn't look too impressive. Their offense was super stagnant, and it wasn't necessarily that the Bears' defense was that good. It just the Eagles, they got it done, but I wasn't impressed at all. So I think the Saints are going to wipe the floor with them. Saints.
I'll go with the Saints too. They're going to go marching in.
Well, they're already home, so they don't really have to march.
They're going
to
march onto their own field. That's not the marching song.
I don't know. As the Saints go marching in, I don't know.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. No.
Sorry. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. Are we totally off base? Are we right? Or are you just like, how did I end up here looking at two billy goats with their large foreheads?
I am not a billy goat.
I got the forehead. You got the big bird.
You're the big bird.
When everyone starts calling me Big Bird now in the streams, I'm going to be very upset.
Don't call him Big Bird.
Elmo loves you.
Don't call him Elmo either.
I could have been a contender.
You're just saying random things.
Oh, goody. My near puny 30-year spaceship. Yeah, space laser. Marvin the Martian.
Oh, yeah. I am running on, like, no sleep. Someone commented last week that it looked like both of us haven't slept in a week.
Okay, so this week that's not going to be the case because I don't look that tired.
I do.
Well, you keep talking, which is making this go longer, which is making you need to render it longer and stay awake longer, and all I want to do is shower and go to bed.
Ooh.
No.
How are you going to shower?
No.
Naked!
No. God. I'm going to keep my bathing suit on.
You don't even have a bathing suit on right now.
I'm going to put a bathing suit on.
You're going to get it dirty.
It's just water.
What? No. You're going to get it. You're dirty. And so you're going to make the bathing suit dirty when you put it on.
I do laundry anyway.
All right, Jade. Lead them out. Tell people where they can find me. You've been here for, you know, like 19 weeks, and you always make fun.
You can find him at TomGrossiComedy.com.
Spell it.
TomGrossiComedy.com.
I think people know how to spell comedy, but...
You said spell it, so I spelled it. You can find him...
at Tom Grassi Comedy on Patreon and all the social medias. Check out podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube. We're streaming Saturday and Sunday, at least one game per day. And of course, we come out with multiple episodes, too many episodes, during the week. I can't wait for this channel to get big enough that people start making memes out of you. That's going to be a great day, because they already make memes out of me. It's going to be a great day. You know what?
Then I quit doing predictions.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. No, you can't force me to do this.
Sure, I can. It's in our vows.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Because I just wrote them on there.
No, you didn't.
Yup.
No.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
The frame is literally upstairs.
Which I bought for her, and I typed out our vows, and I gave it to her for an anniversary gift.
Yeah, here are his vows. Here are my vows.
There are some words that are just left better unspoken.
Yeah, like, you can't force me to do this podcast.
Transcends English.
Sometimes you just talk out your butt.
And sometimes I poop out of it too.
You're so stupid.
And sometimes that poop takes the field in the form of the Minnesota Vikings.
No, that's what my future husband...
He lives in there, doesn't he?
We have to work on the beard. You can't have that full of a beard. It's uncomfortable.
How would you know?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't know.
When you go in the shower, take this with you.
It's not plugged in.
Not yet.
It won't reach. Look how short this plug is.
It's not.
That ain't gonna reach.
I wrapped it around.
That still ain't gonna reach.
That's what she said.
That was a bad joke.
I know. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi.
And as always...
We can't say go Pack go. They're out.
No. The Packers are always in.
Go Pack go.
Go Pack go.